Yes, welcome back to the Agony Booth. We are home this week, which means we have Jason and Jason and myself, Joe. We are not the law firm. We are your Captain's Quadrant, the reverse CZ Top, because I still have a goatee. We have so much fun for you this week in the Captain's Quadrant. It makes sense. Just go with it. We have so much fun. Please stick around for the end of the show. We're going to be talking about a lot of amazing things. And I'm going to defend this episode because I thought it was actually pretty good. I don't know why I put it on the old wheel, but we have some surprises and a little bit of poking fun with our friends over at the Nerdy Up North. We'll get into that later. So without further ado, let us hop into the synopsis. Mr. Yastin, if you please.
I'm trying to, if you would stop interrupting me. The Federation starship Enterprise arrives at the planet Gideon to discuss diplomatic relations. The Gideons will permit only one representative, Captain Kirk, to set foot on their planet. Kirk beams down to the coordinates provided, but finds himself apparently still aboard the Enterprise, which is now devoid of any crew.
And
dun, dun, dun!
What a reading. I'm more hyped to talk about this. This is great. This is great. We are going to say hi quickly to our friends here, including our good buddy Damon J. Have fun, folks. Indeed. Thank you, Damon. Cosmic Mom, greetings from the Dementia Dugout. Yes, she is hanging out with all her friends and all that pudding. Is that a butt bug resting on Jason Roy Gaston's shoulder?
It was a butt bug. It wouldn't be on my shoulder.
No, it'd be in his neck. That's how that works. And then our good buddy, My Figure Universe. Greetings, gents. Greetings. Good to see you. Welcome back to the Captain's Quadrant. All right. Well, let's not mess about. Let's talk about WTF. All right. We have some specials today, right, VHS Jace? I'm going to let you go first because you are the... Mr. Wizard.
Some specials this week.
You did something.
Yes, earlier. This week you'll be able to get badges on the store for $9.99. No, like...
yeah, there's that too, you know.
What did we just watch? What did I watch twice just because I felt, you know, like hurting myself was this episode. Look, there are some good stuff, but we'll get into that later. But really, the plot of this, we have a society of people that just can't stop banging each other to the point that they're like horny rabbits and just overpopulated. But instead of wearing a condom or something else, no, we're just going to make this torturous society, and the only way out of it is to give them the COVID virus. Like, it's terrible and it's poorly written. It just doesn't work. However, we'll get to the good stuff later, but the first 5 minutes, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
The rest of it is bad. And I'm not even going to get started on the girl, Adonna. Is it Adonna? Mm, yeah, Adonna. Yeah. I'm not even going to start on it. But it was a piece of, yep, like some bad line readings you can live with, but a whole performance?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Let me ask you, do you think that she was somebody's daughter and this was her big break?
No. She was probably like thousands of other girls back then to be signed to a contract. You know what I mean? Get paid $500 a week and turn up on this show and do this performance. But it's really, I shouldn't really pick on her. It is the style of the time. But it's just have a really great setup. And I'm not going to repeat what Jason says because I feel like Jason put this in the chat earlier. But what they do with the rest of the episode is a disaster and wouldn't have helped their fight to continue to get a season four because if you wanted to get rid of Star Trek, this would be one of the episodes I go, hey, this is a reason maybe it's time to end it.
Monsieur Jason Roy Gaston, please.
Oui. S'il vous plaît. So I will go ahead and paraphrase what I said earlier. This episode, for the first 10 minutes, I thought was brilliant.
Sorry, Jason.
No, I like
this. This is what you meant when you said special.
This is the special. Right.
And I missed my spotlight.
You did it. So our buddy here, our producer, just did this amazing
thing. We got some new camera angles this week.
Nice. So. I like this. We're going to keep it like this for the rest of the show.
I don't even know talking.
So, as I was saying, now, bigger and in widescreen. The first 10 minutes of this episode I thought was brilliant. I remember watching this episode way back in the day whenever it was on syndication and I was in high school. And I remembered nothing about it, but I watched the first 10 minutes and I thought, hey, this is a really good atmospheric, simple mystery. Abandoned Enterprise, seeing all the empty hallways. This is a little bit scary. And then the rest of the episode was like a diuretic hippo did a fire hose dump on everything. And you just spend 30, 40 minutes just watching an episode that is already dead and hasn't figured it out yet. I just hated this episode. I hated everything except for the first 10 minutes. I hated the way that Kirk instantly like lip locks this woman with absolutely no personality. I hated the goofy way that they showed how overpopulated this planet was. Like there's a window and it's just every single extra they have.
This one, yeah, right?
It's not even that one. That, I actually thought that was kind of a creepy image.
It was very creepy, and it appeared right when they were kissing.
So. Yeah, it's right outside the prime Council minister's room. Office or something. It's just like probably seven or eight extras just like walking around aimlessly bumping into each other like, oh no, there's so many people on this planet. What do I do? Oh.
Hey, Jason, though, you know the first 5 minutes that you like, you know what gave the vibe, I forgot to mention, it gave me a real TNG vibe, don't you think?
It did to me. I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a high concept, remember me type episode where Beverly Crusher's on the Enterprise and she's got to figure out why the universe is shrinking and why nobody's wondering where she is. They forgot where
she is.
Where's Pulaski? Oh, yeah, she's not here anymore. Where's What's-Her-Face?
No, Pulaski's here, actually, at this time.
Yes. She is.
Yeah.
This episode had so much potential in its first 10 minutes and then absolutely flushed it down the toilet. It's not even a metaphor. I literally think after 10 minutes, they just like, well, we can't figure out what to do next. I don't know. Let's just have Captain Kirk try to bang an alien woman.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that I really enjoyed the back and forth diplomacy between Spock and the Prime Minister. I found myself genuinely enjoying that.
Yeah.
Everything else, though, was just absolute pap. I hated it.
Spock had a lot of big dick energy in this episode.
he did. That's right.
He did. He most certainly did.
Yeah, Spock was the man in this one. For me, now which one am I? There we go.
Oh, no, man. I got it.
You're the man. Yes, I have. You can smell the smoke. Look, it says subscribe to Captain's Quadrant. Then I got a couple of ships there. Yeah. Anyway, I actually didn't mind this much as I thought I would. The last half of it is tough, but there was some really cool stuff, including some Kirk Fu. We got to see some throwdowns. I thought that was great. It was a fun remembrance of how it used to be in the 60s when they didn't have choreography. So
it was nice to see Kirk doing all that stunt work and his girdle not pop because his girdle was
you can see, but did you notice
really easily overpowered in the end though?
Yeah.
He started out was almost overpowered at the end.
Yeah.
Season one, he would have kicked their asses. That's
the entire season.
Yeah. But, you know, I have to bring this up. I saw that right away. So I saw this this guy here on the side, the last guy with the mustache. And I went, God, he looks really familiar. I think is that the granddad of our friends from the Nerdy Up North? I think it is. It's that science officer Snoice.
I just love
the guy on the left. I thought him and Indiana Jones had a fight.
I love the way how they made these costumes out of just fabric they cut into hexagons and a magic
Oh, that's an offcuts costume for sure. That's from all the offcuts.
Yeah. So now I'm assuming in this culture, the more offcuts that you have, the higher your position is.
Budget. Get some lattice work from Lowe's and some Christmas wrapping and wrap it around that piece of plywood. We got ourselves an alien set.
Yeah. But what I really loved, and then our good friend brought this up, The first 10 minutes are like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
It is.
I totally agree.
Lots of TOS episodes start out like The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, TNG, that's one of my favorite things. I love the mystery, and then the episode is uncovering the mystery. You know,
right.
But
so when he ended up on the other ship, and he was by himself, and he's like, where are you? Scotty, Uhura, Carl, Poe, where is everybody? You know, and he's running around by himself, and it's completely empty, and it was very surreal, and the Kings and Sinois from the Nerdy Up North are like, oh, no, we don't have Kirk. Kirk never came. It's your fault. My bad. So anyway, what else is going on? They like try to like dismiss it. And of course, you know, it was a very simple, hey, the coordinates don't match discovery there. And when they mentioned that, I thought that there was going to be another Enterprise and we were going to have like a dogfight in space. And then that never came to fruition.
They never had the budget for that.
Yeah.
Not deep in season three, they didn't.
Yeah. Well, this is a shoestring budget. So basically, we just told everybody to get off set, Kirk will run around, and then come back on set when it's your time. And then this is like the third episode that we've all watched in the Agony Booth with Kirk that he is straight up like, you know, hey, baby. You know, just
out right now. Yeah.
Straight up.
We'll get into it, but let's face it. Kirk, this is another episode of evidence of how bad a captain he can be at times.
Yeah.
Like, if you were watching this back in the 60s and you were in the armed forces at any level, you'd be going, that dude would have been so court-martialed.
Right?
Years ago. And sexual harassment 101.
Yeah.
Was she even over 18? I don't know.
Who knows?
He doesn't know either. Creepy. Apparently, he don't care.
No. Well, I mean, the laws are different in space, right?
Kirk gives me the creepy vibes now. He really does.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got for that. Let us move on to why would you do that?
There's nothing there, Mr. Sulu.
Yeah, Mr. Sulu wasn't there in this one. So that was one of the...
I got, why would you do that? Why would you write 10 minutes of a good idea? And then what happened? Were the writers on holiday? Were they on strike? Were they drunk? It's got to be one of those three things, right?
Yeah.
How does this pass? You know, is this a fan made? Was this a time where they were accepting scripts from outside? Jason. Did they ever do that in TOS or am I thinking TNG?
TNG did. I don't think TOS ever did.
Oh, okay.
I guess they were trying to do some kind of parable about overpopulation because that was whenever we were starting to realize that, oh, we have finite resources and our population keeps going up. That could be bad. But it was so clumsy and badly handled. And I just have absolutely no idea what their end game was with this episode or why they thought it would even be worth anyone's time to watch.
And that's the thing. What are we supposed to get out of this episode? What is the core message we're supposed to get? Because I don't feel like...
Especially when you're almost mortal.
Wear a condom.
Yeah.
That's how you say that.
Safe sex, maybe, would be the message I would say. And get over yourself. What's the point of having a population? Life is so sacred for you, but what's the... You're not going to have a life. They're running out of oxygen.
Yeah.
Like the space balls.
Yeah. And they need that canned stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I am not traveled across the United States, and Jason Roy Gaston is. I got a question for you. Have you been to Colorado?
Yes, I have.
Is it true that when you go on the higher altitudes, they do have air in a can for you to breathe?
I have never seen that before, but it would not surprise me that some up-and-coming entrepreneur would not try that.
Well, high attitude is a reason.
That's why you take the cans with you and just do that. I've been on top of Pike's Peak.
Anson Mount?
That's a different Pike's Peak.
Where is that? In Colorado as well?
Yeah, Pike's Peak in Colorado. I've been on top of that one. I've been on top of Haleakala. I've been on top of some other mountains before. Honestly, it doesn't bother me. I mean, you're just like, oh, yeah, I got a little bit of trouble breathing, but it's not to the point where I'm going to go buy a can of air.
You sound like Darth Vader.
But you've got to give it to this episode because as that population couldn't breathe, I was finding it hard to breathe.
You got claustrophobic.
So give it that. It's got a bit of a 4D element to it. Especially when you wish you were suffocating.
Yeah, when you have all these people just staring at
they're,
you.
They're just looking in through the windows going, why is there so much empty space in there? And it's just those two. That's gross. Get him off of her.
Yeah, I love that Queen reference. That was amazing.
Put it back up. We could do the whole song if you want. That's when we didn't know where to cut off the joke.
Yeah, we gotta.
I believe in running a joke into the ground and then stomping on its head until it's.
Yeah, you do. You do. That's your natural talent. Yeah. Jason, why would they do that?
I could have. It was an episode about overpopulation. That's just, they were trying to do an after school special about overpopulation, and they just sucked at it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I agree with VHS Jace that this is a sex positive, but protect yourself episode, because the minute Kirk, an outsider, came in and started hooking up with the girl, she got a disease. Yeah. So this was,
because Kirk is a walking petri dish at this point. He's had 3 seasons of just betting every alien on 2 legs and some on 4, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he's got diseases. He's got so many diseases. I think McCoy just started naming them after him, like Kirk 1, Kirk 2, Kirk 3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Heavily implied this is about STDs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is heavily implied to me.
They just weren't allowed to say condom. That way from now on. Yeah.
I like that way.
There are plenty of ways to handle this. We'll send you a list.
What are these little balloons for? I don't. Why does it taste like cherry and lotion? I don't get it. This is the worst chewing gum I've ever had.
Or worst labels too.
Those magnificent bubbles, though. Watch.
The other thing that I actually quite enjoyed was when Spock got on the fake Enterprise. And just handled everybody. He just took the one dude and went, push, out of my way. He figured it out. He's like, oh, you bastards. You're trying to pull it on.
He was Shaft in that moment.
He was the man.
People out of the way, walking down the corridor in slow motion. Explosions going off behind him. Yeah. Logic intensifies.
Yeah, I can feel the Terminator music playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's played on a Vulcan lute.
But
I mean, why would they do a scene where Kirk is on the bridge with her, right? And he's looking around and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And it's in a real intense moment where the things are starting to come to him. Something's not right. And then she says something, and it's either to performance by Shatner, where he's really serious and he goes, oh, hey. And it's like, dude, it's so creepy and slimy. Somebody come and save this girl. And you want to talk about creepy? The dad watching.
I want you to mount her.
I'm so proud of my little girl. She's seducing that stranger from another world who's just riddled with STDs.
Yeah,
this episode belongs on a site where they have categories for things like this.
Oh man,
you gotta think about it.
Played on a Vulcan loop,
they could never say it. In the 60s, they could never say it, like Jason said. So, every implication you must take it is no, that's what they're talking about, because that's how they communicated it.
Yeah, hey, Cosmic Mom, if you're still here, since you watched this in original air date, is that what you got from this? I think you were. Well, I don't know how old you would be. Maybe too young to get
this. Yelling out, so hey, look, they're just playing porn on Star Trek now.
You might as well. So we got to figure out what was redeeming of this episode.
It looks like gold. Tastes like gold.
It is gold.
All right. Jason Roy Gaston, what is redeeming feature?
Well, like I said, I think the first 10 minutes of this episode was extremely well handled. I like the fact that it was done with almost no musical score once Kirk was on board the fake Enterprise, because it was genuinely creepy to see this familiar and safe place just devoid of any human life at all, or any Vulcan life, or whoever else was there. And I also really enjoyed the banter between Spock and the Prime Minister. Just, I don't know, I just wanted to see, I wanted to see Spock's hands on the railing of the Enterprise, that orange railing, and just whenever the conversation was over, just him take his hands away, and there's like claw marks in it. And I don't know if anybody noticed this, because I've never noticed this before. But like I said, this is the first time I've seen this episode in years. Mm-hmm. But there is a scene where you can actually see that orange bar, and the resolution on the episode is so good. You can see the seams where they made it out of lumber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I've never noticed that before, and it just amused me, because I'm just like, wow, these really were plywood sets. And it's the same thing, these view screens right here with the little round corners.
Yeah.
A couple of times I noticed you could actually see the seams here as well.
I noticed, yes.
I was just like, wow, you should not be doing a close-up of that part of the bridge.
I saw that with the, it was a Spock, when Spock arrives and he's slowly walking around the bridge. I'm like, yeah, let's just show everyone it's cardboard.
Yeah, let's show the back of it where it's just unpainted plywood and Christmas lights. Let's do that next. But yeah, that's pretty much it. The rest of this episode is just awful. And I think worst of all, it's just boring. No sense, and it's boring.
VHS Chase.
Oh, I get to have. Oh, I finally.
Yeah.
Get, that's better. Look, I'm really repeating what Jason said. I the opening setting up a really great mystery. Spock coming in like the Terminator, phenomenal. But really, that's all. I wasn't really creeped out by the bridge kind of thing, but yeah, they're the only two things I saw. I will say that Shatner mostly gave a bit of a subtle performance, so I thought he was reasonably good when he wasn't trying to be creepy. He was he was quite good. It's funny, isn't it? In a way, the ending's quite strong.
Yes.
And the beginning's quite strong. And everything else in between is like, you know, 3-day-old tuna. It's just disgusting. So, but yeah, that's what I thought. Which really, in a Star Trek episode, if you get a couple of good bits like that, good setup, and Leonard Nimoy got to be a pimp in the episode, then
yeah, I can live with that. Pimp, pow, pimp, pow. You know, and Kirk was like, "Ooh, a lady."
Yeah, Kirk's the customer.
I did kind of enjoy how mouthy the Enterprise crew was during this episode, where, you know, Kirk would be talking to the ambassador and Scotty would be over there, you know, "Oh, he's a freaking idiot, sir. He's a dumb piece of shit. What do you think he is?"
Yeah.
Our engineer was just voicing his concerns about our safety measures.
That whole scene was pretty solid too, because when the Hoden, that ambassador from there, goes, "Hey, well, look, man, wasn't our fault.
Yeah,
you know, we sold you the wrong community." And he's going, "Well, I'm not insinuating it was your fault."
Yeah.
Like, straight away, Spock doesn't take any of his crap.
No, he's... Spock was the man.
That was a good scene. I will say, I did like that scene quite a lot. And yeah, Scotty. I'm surprised it wasn't bleeps. Like, bleeps. Because Scotty was going sick.
Yeah. That was so good. Yeah. All right. So now switch to myself, please. Mm-hmm. Look, it's me. Okay. All right. So make sure you subscribe to the Captain's Quadrant. Subscribe to Captain's Quadrant. I got a ticker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain misspelled?
No. I'm gonna watch you go through, Captain. No, it's right. Damn it!
Made you look though.
I had to look because that's something I would do, and I had it up for like months. It's like, now you tell me 6 months later. Wonder,
that's for getting my website wrong for months on end.
Yeah, you're never picking up on it.
Oh yeah, and you never picking up on it because I put it up in your face.
I remade you and sent you one pretty well. Like,
not you. I'm talking to the other Jason. Yeah, you were with me on the show. You were watching it going.
I'm sorry that I trusted you to get a word right. I'll remember
it's okay to proofread.
Jason will remember.
Jason, well, you got your moment, so congratulations. Welcome to the Kittens Quadrant. So, all right, redeeming features. Like I said, I didn't think this was as terrible as an Agony Booth episode could be, despite the very subpar middle section of the episode. I do appreciate Uhura getting more time as opposed to some of the other episodes that we've had. She, though, wasn't pivotal to the overall arc, but did get some more screen time with Nichelle. Big shout out to that. The other thing was we did get a really cool ship shot a couple of times, which we didn't get so much in the last time we were in season three. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, we're on a ship, but here's the ship. And that whole scene where they're going across the planet, I thought was really well done.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Did that count because they upscaled them all?
I think so. I think so, just because...
There's part of me that wants to see the OG special effects. Right. I want to see Star Trek, the original series, exactly how it came out in the 60s, but in 4K.
Oh, wow.
I want to see The Wire, dude. I want to see The Wire. I want to see all of it. Go with it.
Here you go.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
We're under attack, Captain. You know, that's what we signed up for.
Complete with the hand holding on the saucer. Sure, my hand's not in the shot.
Why not?
Put me in green. The other redeeming feature, of course, was, as we said, Spock, but also McCoy, because when he showed up at the last 5 minutes, all right, I cured everybody. Get out of here, you crazy kids. But they had something cool with the, of course, extras with the extra stitching on them. They were immortal. They didn't get sick and they don't die off. Yeah. So you have a planet of immortal people. Like, if I'm going to war in Star Trek universe, I'm grabbing this planet. Oh, you got abundance of people? Come on aboard the Enterprise. You need people to do stuff. So I thought that they had a good source of soldiers here on this planet. So I thought that was.
You guys ever hear of a Dominion before? You're about to. We're about to put that immortality to the test.
This whole planet's dumb, right?
They would have gone right in.
Like, I don't know. It's like the planet from that movie Idiocracy. You know, you ever seen that movie Idiocracy?
Set in
the future and all dumb. That's our whole planet.
Yeah. We're
just morons.
100%. 100%. 100%.
Even Hoden. I mean, come on. Hey, we didn't do anything.
It must be
on you. Like, that's a pretty dumb strategy, right?
Yeah.
Not exactly diplomatic.
No, this is pretty weak. Pretty weak on the strategy there. That's all I got for that one. There was that drumming. Like, that was kind of weird, too. They were like, I guess they were banging on the door to get in or something. Because remember, she's like,
I don't know.
It didn't get explained properly. Is it just me?
No. So you've got people outside who can barely breathe, but you've got this very really wide ranging council room.
Right.
And there's only two people in there.
Yeah.
Again, dumb people, right?
Yeah. Sure.
No, if this was just if they got a hold of the plans for the Enterprise and everything and built a copy of it. Wouldn't Kirk notice when he goes into his quarters and like none of his personal items are there?
Oh,
I thought you were going to say he's going to run a blue light. This is not my room.
There's not enough.
I don't see Kirk 1 or Kirk 2 anywhere on the wall.
Yeah. There's no essence to Kirk anywhere here. This is not my ship. Are we ready for stupid Star Trek questions?
Always.
Always.
It's time for stupid Star Trek questions.
I held this one because I thought it was fitting for a TOS episode. How come there are no seatbelts on the bridge of the Enterprise?
Because that would look really dumb and stupid. And you couldn't get the now and then, could you?
No.
Because it doesn't work like that, right? Really?
No.
I kind of wish it did, because then you would maybe get the episode when they put on the brakes and everyone just goes smashing into the viewer's screen.
Yeah. Generally. Or, there's always those episodes where the guy flies over the railing. And that would definitely defend that person or woman, because
yeah, but that stuntman needs to work.
Like, yeah, I can't work.
And it looks like a dangerous stunt.
Yeah, I can't stuntman if you don't allow me to have fly over the railing. So we're gonna disregard seatbelts. I also want to give a shout out to the person. This is Tony Mario. Tony Mario.
So we it's me, Tony Mario.
We appreciate your question. Remember, if you have a stupid Star Trek question, all you have to do is hit up any one of our socials, VHS Chase, Captain Squadron, Jason Roy Gaston, or here on the video, leave your stupid Star Trek question and it will be considered for a future episode, I swear.
We promise to give stupid answers.
Yes, yes. But that was actually good. I like the stuntman answer. Do you have another, or was that as far as you went?
Well, if you remember, the Kelvin universe had seatbelts, and I actually thought they were cool because they just kind of, and it would go. That's really cool. And in a deleted scene in Star Trek Nemesis, they give Captain Picard the same thing because he sits down in a new chair, and the guy says, "Press that button." He presses it, and he goes,
"Oh,
he goes,
wow."
It's about
so. There's your answers. They do have seatbelts.
So it does exist.
They do have seatbelts, but seatbelts are not cool, and so Starfleet officers won't.
Plus, being back in the '60s, it wouldn't be the full seatbelt, would it? It would be the one that just went
be the lap belt, exactly. So you know, Chekhov and Sulu would be smacking their heads on the console.
And if you've got a hot day and you're trying to unbuckle yourself, you're burning your fingers.
Yeah,
you know that those seats were Naga hide, so they were already sticking to them anyway.
Yeah,
especially Kirk, that sweaty pig.
Yeah,
with the girl.
I can't get out of the chair.
Oh, I wonder if Spock got on the bridge and he went, "This smells so much better. This fake ship."
This
ship does not smell of taco farts, BO, and sex. I much prefer it here because Vulcans do have that sensitive,
that note. Super sensitive smell. Guys, are we talking about a missed opportunity?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. I love that.
No, we're not.
I'm just going to add that to the list of my regrets.
I love that one. Missed opportunities.
Dude, I have so many regrets. So many
regrets. No regrets. No regrets. I do wish they would have mentioned this species again because of their immortality. They could have learned how to, believe it or not, yes, I know, it's hard to believe, but they could have learned how to cure other diseases. Hey, remember that planet of those people that always never got sick? Let's go back to them. Maybe they can cure this. Because it seemed what's that?
Again, they're stupid people. They're immortal, and they're still that dumb.
Yeah, we've lived a lifetime through the centuries.
It's like Edward Cullen from Twilight. It's like, how many times are you going to go to high school?
Yeah.
Edward, that's where all the pretty ladies are. Yeah. Almost as creepy as Kirk.
Almost. Yes. Yeah, so now it is the end of our stupid Star Trek. I think the seatbelts getting in the future was great.
So. Well, they have.
Join us next week for more stupid Star Trek questions.
My bad. I heard "whelp" right before. I was like, "Ah,
yeah." Fuck. I was going to say, "Well, Jason answered it. They have seen it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, later on." So
wasn't
there you
a
go.
Stupid question at all.
Yeah. So be sure to ask all your stupid Star Trek questions. But we have a treat for you, the audience, as Jason VHS Jace, who is available for hire, reach out to him at VHS Jace.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. So don't be shy. Friendly guy. You can hire him to do your stuff. We have a brand new Wheel of Agony. Yes.
Here we are.
Look at this. Oh, it's glorious. Glory to the
captain. I don't think Worf looks so impressed about it. But, well,
he has to watch the episode.
Yeah.
All right, so we are in Generations next week. So
yeah,
yes. So this will be the week after that.
All right. So should we do it, guys? Do we want to read any of them off the wheel? We can actually read them now. So
yeah.
The Inner Light, the Thaw, Sub Rosa, the Emperor's New Cloak. All is possible. The best of both worlds, A Genesis? It's Planet Forbidden. Does that say monsters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's from Picard. Okay.
Yeah, Jade, that's the one I really don't want.
Shades of Grey and the Magics of Magnus. I think you mean the Magics of Magus 2.
Oh, well, you got that off of IMDb, so I don't know what I did there.
That's it.
Oh, well, we know what we mean. It's we're going to spin it. Should we spin it?
Spin it, sir, please, if you will. Go!
So we it doesn't stop on its own. I'll stop it any second now, and we'll go. So are we ready? What don't you want? Before I stop it, what don't you want? I don't want monsters. I cannot.
I can't watch Genesis again. That was a rough one.
Yeah.
And Inner Light, that's the worst one.
Anything, right? Anything.
Yeah. I'm
here. We go.
If I can get through this episode, I can get through anything.
Well, how about this? We are back into some ecstasy.
Yes.
Responding to a distress call on one of the Federation's outermost colonies, the Enterprise arrives, only to find a big hole. You're a big hole. In the ground where the town used to be, and discovers
the Borg. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I love this new wheel. Thank you once again.
No worries. It definitely, amazing. No offense, Joe, but if I figure if I'm back, we're probably going to fix that up.
I like it a lot better. So please, you have carte blanche.
Well, you know what the discussion should be now, guys, and maybe we can do this live. What is the ecstasy episode that replaces that slice of pie? So if you're doing the best of both worlds, what deserves to go in there next?
I think my suggestion, Deep Space Nine, the die is cast.
Ooh, okay. Good
one. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Jace, what about you?
A whole lot of Garrick.
I am going to recommend a episode from the animated series called Yesteryear.
Oh, that's a great one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll find out what we decide on in the end. But I do like the idea of animation because I don't feel like we're there enough in the animated series, are we?
No.
So I reckon that could be definitely a good contender. But there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Of agony. Done.
That's amazing. Well done. Well done. All right. Aftermath, my friends.
Now, why don't you go back to your quarters? I'll be along shortly to say hello.
Oh, man. Every time.
Him and Kirk, no difference. Him and Kirk, no difference. Just both as creepy as each other, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got an answer from my mom regarding when she saw this in the 60s. I was 9 when this came out. I was like, I don't know.
She was a kid.
You're in
she
trouble. Yeah.
I don't know about overpopulation, but condoms or anything sexual.
Yeah, you're 9. You're worried about, you know, your dolls and your friends.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're still 9-year-olds
were still innocent in the 60s, yeah. Our good boy, Addy Boy, those cheesy sets of polyester costume give the show its charm.
It does.
That's kind of my argument why I want the original special effects back. I feel like it all like adds to the charm. Because every time I watch a TOS episode with the CGI Enterprise, it takes me out of it.
Yeah.
Like, instantly I'm going, oh, yeah, this is the CGI Enterprise. No, keep it original.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
My figure universe. I'm sorry, Mr. Spock. I can't hear what you were saying. There was some sort of noise.
I believe the noise was calling me a dumb prat. Was possibly drunk.
Oh, it sounds like an idea for Lower Decks.
They could have fun doing a parody of this. They could. They could have fun.
Really, like, go in and call Mike McMahon on that one.
But that turned into an R-rated comedy, let's face it.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Thank you, good sir. My Figure Universe is a great episode. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, I'm hoping he's talking about us and not the...
Totally us.
I like to think he's talking about us.
Yeah. All right, so there was a second trailer drop for Star Trek Discovery's final season. Did you guys
really
watch it? Yeah.
I didn't see it, no.
Oh. Oh, well,
I haven't seen it. Was it great?
I thought it looked good. It's a whole chase to find what the lost treasure is. We've got a group of aliens coming to find this treasure. I'm assuming the Navarre will get involved because that is a Romulan relic that they're looking for. Oh. Ancient Romulan relic.
Well, we know what this means. It's the butt bugs.
The butt bugs! They have returned.
I'm back on my poopy, folks. It's the butt bugs.
Oh, what's man.
The I don't know why I just turned into Bing Crosby. I just did.
What's the series order on this? Is it 13 eps, 10 eps?
10 episodes. They were going to do 15 and they decided not to. They did reshoot the 10th episode, but I am giddy as a school.
Oh, I feel red flag coming up.
Yeah. That makes me.
That does not feel good to me.
Well,
if you had to reshoot the end, the last episode because of. I'm getting feeling like if you produce 15 scripts, you had a story that went 15. Scripts,
yeah,
and now you've gonna have to condense that story into 10 red flags.
Hold on. What I understand was they were leaving it to be not a series finale, so they had to reshoot it and make it a series finale. So I think
that doesn't help the situation. That only says to me that Paramount said, "We have got no future for you people."
So let's
tie this up. And tie it up in 10 people, which is not a great space for creativity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they solved the big mystery box in like the 10th episode and then started something else for the next season and we're going to give it more love. Or they were like, nah, you guys are done. Just
I guarantee you, if they produced 15 scripts, they were tied together as a giant arc.
Mm.
So they had to go in and remove a third of it.
Wow.
That's what they've had to do. I'm not saying that they haven't come up with an excellent, result for this, but it is alarming. Traditionally, when you hear things like this, the outcomes are generally not great, But
the absolute best news that I've heard is that they will finally address Calypso. So what is that?
That is the short trek in which Discovery is found 1,000 years in the future by some guy, and he goes on board and the computer basically falls in love with him. It's a Star Trek spin on the Odyssey.
Isn't it the guy that does the voice for Archer and all that, the guy in that one, in that short trek?
He does the voice of what?
You know, he's Archer, he's Bob's
Burgers. No, you're thinking of the Tribbles episode.
Yeah,
The African-American man comes on board Discovery. Yep. Discovery's deserted. Yep. And basically falls in love with the computer and then he decides to leave. And the computer, it's Calypso from the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Which I loved it. Whenever I taught the Odyssey to high schoolers, I would actually play the short trek for them.
Oh, nice.
And they'd be like, oh, I finally get it. Yeah. I finally get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unless you gentlemen want to bring up some other news or discussions, I think that is going to wrap it up.
Been tortured enough.
Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Ah, yes.
Rest in peace. Dragon Ball?
In peace and thank you. Yes, he passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, no. What happened? Because he wasn't that old.
He was old.
He was in his 60s. Our early 70s, I can't remember.
I thought he was in his 80s, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he passed away, and one of the greats, one of the absolute greats.
So, all right, I got to do this. Superman or Goku?
Goku.
Really? Goku. Shame on you.
Superman would hold back, Goku would not, and Goku would be smiling the entire time thinking, this is so much fun! Oh, he's dead.
I think
Goku would be one of those people who would fight Thanos, but give him the Infinity Stones just so it's more interesting.
Mm. Okay, out of all the Dragon Ball series, which one's got the best theme? It's the first series, Dragon Ball.
Yeah, the first series for sure.
Gotta get them all.
Yeah.
Get that Dragon Ball. Real disco version.
Freaking love
that.
I noticed most anime is about finding things.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball.
Does that mean Japan loses a lot of stuff?
Only two major cities.
I have so many horrible things I could say right now, but I'm not going to.
Well, I kind of slid one in, but I think it went over you guys' head.
All I said was two major cities
is the only thing they lost, right?
Oh,
this coming from the country who lost a war against birds.
Yeah.
It ain't over, all right? It ain't over. We're regrouping, all right?
Yeah. Are they still like
you face up to a 9-foot emu and see how you go, buddy.
I'm smart enough not to introduce emus into the
They're like bulletproof, too. And they could do Neo stuff with their long necks.
Wait, so they just dodge the bullets? Like,
you better run, mate.
Oh, man. And well, when you come to America for Trek Long Island, my friend, you are going to see our domestic birds, the pigeon. No, but yes.
The air rat.
The air rat. You're going to be amazed. Yes, there are going to be so many fun things at Trek Long Island, too. Make sure you buy your tickets. They're on sale now at treklongisland.com. It's May 31st through June 2nd. We will be there the 1st and 2nd, all three of us, in person, in the flesh, on the real Trek Long Island.
In advance.
What's that?
I said I apologize in advance.
Look,
yeah.
There is a chance I may not be there, though, because I got my new passport delivered, and if I was presented with that photo, I wouldn't let me in.
Nah, you're good. You're gonna go right in. Come on in.
Come on into this quiet room.
That's your name happens to be the same name as one of our very big mass serial killers. So we're gonna just sit you in the room.
Take off your pants. You feel a light peck on the neck.
Yeah.
This is a very thorough search, sir.
Oh man.
How long have you been working at the airport?
I'll do the audition.
I don't work at the airport.
I don't work at that. It's not my job.
Imagine that. How bugged out you'd be in that situation.
Because
a part of you would be going, this is pretty funny. And the other part is, I'm horrified.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we are going to do a little bit of congratulations. Congratulations to the Jason Roy Gaston channel for 11,000 subscribers. And then you can tell people why they should go over and be another 11,000th subscriber. Go for it.
I don't have a clue.
There's cats.
Just show up.
Yeah, just come on over. We do a lot of fun, dumb stuff over there. We talk movies. We talk Avatar. We talk He-Man. We're actually about to start something new, which I'm pretty excited about. Mr. VHS Jace really has no idea what he's about to get into. But it's another obsession of mine, and I can't wait to introduce him to it.
Can I say that show was up on the Disney Plus screen without giving it away? Mm-hmm. And my wife turned, and something I've been with this woman 30 years, she goes, I freaking love that show.
It's amazing. It really
is. So I'm like,
You're going to make me watch it
in order to find out,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you watch
this show, and you're just like, you forget it's Disney, and you're just like, this is some hardcore stuff.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. But you're going to have to come over to the Jason Roy Gaston channel like everyone else, subscribe, and
I'm just going to say three words. Violence, Shakespeare, borderline nudity.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. It sounds like That's So Raven.
Yeah. Isn't That So Raven?
How did you know?
I should have gone. What was that other one with Drake and Josh Bell? What was that?
I know. What you're talking
about. I don't know why that was the first Disney teen show that came out of my head.
Yeah.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. And then the Captain Squadron is now celebrating 1,400 subscribers. We made it. We're at the threshold, abandoning children threshold of 300,000 views. So we appreciate everybody that's tuned in. Take them a look. Give us great comments or terrible ones. All the comments help us. So we appreciate all of that. And I just want to throw to your promo, VHS Jace, why they should go and visit you. Go for it.
Well, I took celebrating 11,000. I'm 11,500 now on TikTok. Thank you for everyone who's come over and joined me on TikTok. However, I do need some YouTube subscribers. Please come over. It's so pathetic, my numbers. Please help me. Please help me. Because I'm doing so well on TikTok, yet I am basically horrible at YouTube.
That's wild. And over at 2BC, we are in the console room every Tuesday at 8 p.m. except for last week because my co-host is, I think he's in Aruba or something like that. I forget what he said, or maybe
Jamaica,
Bahamas.
Ooh, I wanna take.
Wearing a shirt to do that.
It is like we are trying to do Subspace Rhapsody today.
Yeah, like we talk about how much we don't.
We're on the verge of breaking out to song, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I just watched Wonka. They broke out into song way too much other than that.
I can't watch Paul Atreides now.
Oh, without candy.
I can't do it now.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
Would you like some chocolate? It's extra spicy.
Silence!
I don't think... My mommy tells me not to eat chocolate. Eat the chocolate!
You will eat what I tell you to eat.
Exactly.
It eats the chocolate. I can see forever. I can see the world. I am the Cuisinart Haderach.
I am the Cuisinart Haderach. Alas, I
indeed. All the Oompa Loompas are really part of the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Plotting and planning through generations and bloodlines. Please be sure to go and pick up one of the wonderful novels by Karin Nordin. She has three great books out available for you to read. They are true crime. They are amazing. She was a guest on our show, and we appreciated that. That has now...
She is amazing. See her amazing TikTok. She oozes personality, that lady. She is just fun to watch.
She's got the riz, the charisma.
Oh, she's chock full of riz.
Chock full of riz. Yeah. And then be sure to visit our friend. We got AJ Orsini's. It's WrestleMania season. He's talking about all things that are coming at you from wrestling world. It is time to dive in. It's pointing season. He's pointing right at that sign, the road to WrestleMania. That's where we are. There's so much going on over there. Be sure to visit him in that space. And his brother is his co-host. Be sure to visit the Sci-Fi Queens. They have an episode today talking about...
Female superheroes, Joe.
Female superheroes. Thank you. Yeah, I was literally watching the episode before we started. So, yeah, be sure to go and visit them every 2 weeks. And, of course, if you are looking for your own 3D printed starship, whether it be mini little ornaments like those or big versions, be sure to visit our friends Encapsulated International. The only limit is your imagination. So be sure to visit them. And that is going to be...
Wow, it's starting to be like the commercials before a movie this ending, isn't it?
It's like,
when is a movie starting? We've had 20 minutes of commercials.
All
great people. Definitely support everyone.
Yes, please. Please, please, please. It was Drake and Josh. That was the show.
Drake and Josh, yeah, but I went for that. I never so watched rated. That.
Degrassi High, that's the show. All right.
So have you seen that? Oh, no, I won't talk, but see that doco out about that guy from Head of the Class, that Dan Hurley? That guy's a weirdo. Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Mm-mm.
He's a big fat guy. He was the fat guy in Head of the Class, right?
Oh.
He ended up becoming the director for those Disney things.
Oh, is that the same guy?
It's the same dude.
Oh, like, yeah. It's bad. I know it's all so about that.
Bad.
Mm.
Yes. Don't look that up. I don't know why I mentioned it.
Yeah,
I have regrets.
I do too.
No regrets.
Pretty gruesome.
All right. Well, make sure you subscribe. Give us a like. Drop your stupid Star Trek question and come back next week. We'll be talking about Star Trek Generations.
Half a good movie.
Half a good movie.